It's time for Wildcat News, a look at what's going on in the Humboldt Community Schools, brought to you by Northwest Bank.
7:23, 19 degrees. Wildcat News is brought to you by Northwest Bank. We have Jenna Hazelhoon in studio. Good morning. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So,
yeah, good morning.
Yes. We need your official title. You tell me when you're here for the interviews, but I know there's so much to it.
Yeah. Mies principal. And I think last time we went short, so we'll just go curriculum director again.
Curriculum director. But go, yeah. What's the big title?
It's curriculum. So it's director of curriculum, instruction, and assessment.
Curriculum coordinator.
Sure. Director. Yeah. I like that one too.
All right. Welcome. Do you have all your holiday shopping done?
No. Thank you for reminding me again.
Okay. Yes. The Christmas anxiety is yep. heightened.
Yep.
Very good. Yep. Now let's talk about the first half of the year, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So we had a really great first half of the year. We had some awesome professional development for teachers. Last year we kind of focused on we had district-wide professional development with teachers, which means we all kind of focused on the same thing. We focused on our English language learners. This year, each building kind of did something different, but also still working towards the same thing. So elementary focused on math, middle school focused on really tightening up their lesson planning, and then high school is really focusing on their grading practices. So still kind of working towards the same goals, but also focusing on what each building needs. So first half of the year was great, and now we're starting to gear up towards the second half of the year.
Mm-hmm. Have you done any testing?
We do testing in the fall, and our next testing session for elementary and middle school will be right when we come back from in January. So it'll be towards the end of January.
You know, why do they do that? Why after the break?
I don't know. We could actually test the first week we're back, but we're like, no, we'll wait a little bit until we get in the groove and mm-hmm. everything. So, yeah.
Yeah, when you're a young mind and when you're old, like me, we tend to forget things, right?
Oh, yeah, and get back into routines and everything. So we'll do it the last week in January.
Sure. What's upcoming for you and the schools?
When we come back, so we'll get ready for testing and then we'll actually start gearing up for ISASP testing, which is our standardized testing. We'll do those in April, but there's a lot that gears up for it. Teachers have to do some training and we have to figure out how we're going to proctor kids. So there's a lot that goes into that. But yeah, we'll just start rolling with our PD again with teachers, start looking at, if we have full days that we have professional development. But yeah, start gearing up for ISASP testing.
So over the last couple of years, how have we tested?
Our scores have actually been pretty amazing. Each building has tested really well. We've actually went up in our scores. And elementary and middle school and some subjects in high school have actually tested in the 80s. So we've done really well.
And 80s is good?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. What's the highest you can score?
Like 100.
Okay.
Percent.
Okay. Well, I'm just checking. Yeah. I didn't know what the curve was and all that. So
yeah.
I've been out of school for a while and my kids have been out of school for a while.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah. It's really well. It's really good. Our kids do a great job of working hard and our teachers do a good job of preparing them. And it just shows that our core instruction in the classroom is really aligned with the state and everything we need to do. So, yeah.
And the students, are they having fun? That transition from being at home for how many years and then they go to school, and some socially do really well.
Yeah.
Others tend to quiet down. They become introverts.
Oh, yeah.
How has all that transitioning been?
I think with every child, it's different. There's some kids who when they come to school, it's a little bit harder for them. But then there's some kids who transition really well. And I think our teachers do a great job of taking each child and giving them what they need. So we have different supports that each kid has, whether it's some small group work, working on social skills or one-on-one or just having that time with a teacher that they just need to talk about whatever they need to talk about. And so, they just do a great job of giving each kid what they need. But overall, our kids do really well social emotionally. And every district has a challenge with that. But overall, our kids seem very happy and happy to be at school.
This is your third year.
Yep.
What do you enjoy most about it?
Every day is different. And I think some people would think that it is a challenge, but you never know what you're going to get each day. And to me, challenges are a way of growing yourself. So whether it's with the kids or whether it's with curriculum and teachers. It's just a way to just have fun each day, but then also learn about yourself, but then also just have fun with every day and have fun with the kids and help teachers too.
Anything that you need help with from the parents or community?
I think we have such a great community. Our parents are so supportive. So I think just continue to reach out to teachers if you have questions or need help with anything. That's the biggest thing that our parents can do is keep that open communication. And they already do a great job with that. So I would just say continue to do that.
Have you done parent-teacher conferences yet?
We had them in October and we'll have them again in February.
In February. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I was always nervous going in with my parents.
Yeah, we love when they bring the kids in with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good deal. Anything else that you want to cover this morning?
No, I just hope everyone has a safe and happy holiday.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Jenna Hazelhoon has been our guest on Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank on Classic Hits, The Bolt.